Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's December 2013. In 2012, more than 8 million children were enrolled in the Children's Health Insurance Program, a federal and state program that finances health care for certain low-income children. A team led by Catherine Iritani, a director in GAO's healthcare team, recently reviewed children's health insurance coverage and costs. GAO's Sarah Kazmarek sat down with Catherine to talk about what they found.
For kids enrolled in the Children's Health Insurance Program, what sorts of services are covered?
The Children's Health Insurance Program, otherwise known as CHIP, provides comprehensive health coverage for kids. We looked at five states' CHIP plans and found that most of them covered a pretty long list of services. These included physician and hospital services, emergency care, mental health and substance abuse services, prescription drugs, lab services, well child and preventive care, pediatric dental, vision and hearing services, and outpatient therapies and lab, among others. There were a small number of services, eyeglasses, hearing aids, and certain therapy services that were not covered by all of the CHIP plans we looked at. There were also different types of limits imposed on some of the services that varied among plans. But otherwise, all of the services we examined were covered by CHIP. That's pretty comprehensive.
Well, then how much do people pay for these services?
The amount that consumers pay for services, such as premiums, co-payments, co-insurance, and deductibles, vary among states and plans, so consumers' costs will depend on the plan they're enrolled in and other factors, such as family income, size, and services they use. Consumers' costs were almost always less in the CHIP plans compared to the other commonly purchased health plans in the states we reviewed. For example, an office visit to a specialist in Colorado would cost a CHIP enrollee around $2 to $10 per visit, depending on their income, compared to $50 per visit for the benchmark plan that we looked at in that state. For children covered by CHIP, the federal law establishes maximum amounts for premiums and cost sharing, which are relatively low. For example, premiums and cost sharing for health services cannot exceed 5% of a family's total income in the CHIP program.
Now, what impact would the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act have on this program?
That's a good question. The Act appropriated federal funding for CHIP through 2015. The Congress will need to act in the future to extend funding beyond that time. At some point, if states can't pay to cover all CHIP-eligible children, they'll be required to enroll eligible children in comparable qualified health plans on the exchanges. The exchanges, by the way, are the marketplaces for health care coverage that have gotten lots of attention lately. For those that are purchasing coverage on exchanges, particularly low-income families, there are a number of cost-related protections. For example, cost sharing may be limited to certain thresholds, and individuals and families may be eligible for tax credits to offset cost of coverage.
Well, then, do kids in this program have the same access to care compared with other kids, say, nationwide?
Most indicators suggest they do. When asked about access to care in national surveys, about 9 in every 10 parents or guardians of children in CHIP reported having a usual source of care, ease in getting an appointment when needed, and getting care as soon as it was needed. Their responses were generally comparable to those with private insurance or Medicaid, but better than those without insurance. The area of greatest dissatisfaction appeared to be related to seeing specialists, which about 1 in 5 respondents suggested wasn't always easy for them.
Finally, for consumers concerned with kids' health insurance, what's the bottom line here?
There are a lot of moving parts in the Affordable Care Act, so it's going to be some time before the effects of the act on cost coverage and access will be understood. What is clear is that Congress cares about ensuring that children have access to affordable health care. There are tens of millions of children and families that are benefiting from the federal and state Medicaid and CHIP programs in having affordable health coverage. And in coming years, we expect the number of insured children to go up as currently uninsured children gain access to health coverage.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.